Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. You might not feel good, but it's a good morning. You know why? Because you are now realizing that one more time, one more day, here you are today, listening on the line to the Global Vision for Living Today. Hi, everybody. Again, good morning. We have a good topic today. I do not want to die. Can God give me a way out of death? Well, I don't know any others from the days of the Egyptians until now that God has allowed anyone to bargain with death. They might have claimed in a vision, I talked to the God named Death. He is not a God. He is a spirit. Death is a spirit. Remember, death, even death itself, hallelujah, was created by God. Somebody needs to shout, jump right now and shout. Death itself was created by God. He put a powerful edict out there in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, first three chapters. Oh, my goodness. So I don't know if you offer God anything. The rich man, billionaire man, wealthy man, scholar. Hey, none of them from the ends of time have ever been able to bargain with God. Voodoo doctors, warlocks, witch hags, witch beauties, all who practice witchcraft. They are saying that no one has to die. They say death is not a real reality in mankind. Many are saying for a price or an unlimited credit card or a set of young kidneys. Hey, somebody listen to what I'm saying. One can live forever in or out of the face of their creator God. Is this true? Do you know anyone but Jesus who has returned to life from death? Oh, my God. And has given an interview exclaiming such? I'd like to hear from you. Colonel Harrison, which is a co-host, has been on here for almost 30 episodes. I know he want to hear from you. Somebody is saying, Lazarus. But we know the one that gave his life raised him, said, come on. Come on out. Somebody better listen today. You may not be here tomorrow. But our topic, I do not want to die. Can God give me a way out? Colonel Harrison, welcome. Hi, Colonel Harrison.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Coppertino, listening audience. Good to be back on the show again. Thank you.
I know it is. I know it is. You know, the Bible says that 70 or 80 is all we have. And so everybody, 70 and over, ought to be shaking. God then gave you seven decades, my goodness. But now many are going to voodoo doctors, warlocks. Don't they know the one standing there trying to tell you that they on their way out too? But many now is saying you don't have to die. There's scientists over in the United Kingdom saying they found the elixir to life. Many are saying in their laboratories, billion-dollar laboratories. I found it. Someone said, give me $10 billion, and I'll find a way to challenge, chastise, and do away with death. Colonel Harrison, you're a minister. Have you heard of anyone saying that I'm going to find a way not to die? Have you heard that in your lifetime?
I haven't heard that specific statement, but other statements wherein people believe that they can rob death, evade death, or avoid death by eating certain healthy foods and getting a certain amount of rest and those kinds of things, the organ transplant, that kind of stuff. But the truth of the matter is the Bible tells us, Holy Bible tells us, specific Christian Bible, the death is inevitable. And there's details to death. But long story short, let me just try and give a quick definition. Death is the end of life. And so we cease to exist in the normal state that we're in now because our bodily organs shut down and we go into a state of lifelessness and so forth. And then I'll talk about some scriptures. One scripture, if I may just share this, in John 3:16, everyone cites that scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. A lot of people don't know what it really and truly means. Jesus was a substitute for mankind's death. Man can overcome physical death at some point in time by becoming spiritually attached to Jesus, where we may be subject to die physically, but we can receive eternal life through God's Son, Jesus Christ.
My God, I sure am glad to hear that, because many are saying that, I've never heard this, I don't want to go to heaven when I die. What am I going to do up there? What am I supposed to do? I'm going to be able to eat no oxtails up there. I'm not going to be able to go to Saks Fifth Avenue and buy no clothes. I'm not going to be able to order my shoes from Paris. Many are saying, hey, something is wrong. I don't want to go up there. I don't know nothing about what is going on up there. I haven't heard nobody come back and tell me what it's like up there. And most of all, God has set aside heaven for spirit beings. We're going to get into that because we want you to have the scriptures, and many are calling in, texting, and they're on the line. They love those scriptures. You bet, because we don't want to give you anything coming out of our own imposition of what the scripture says. Who am I? I wasn't alive when he inspired this Bible. I wasn't alive when Paul wrote Colossians, Corinthians, 1st and 2nd. I could go on, and I wasn't alive on the island of Patmos when John wrote the book of Revelation. If I was, I don't even know if I would have been a believer. But right now, we're going to get some scriptures out here because we know that if the dead is dead, where we're headed, talking with them is impossible. I don't want to die. Why? Of course, nobody wants to die, come to earth through mama's womb. Half man, half spirit. Bible says we have our being through God and through his resurrection power. He even said that, came and left a marvel, that one day, whether you go to death by car accident, poison, bullet wound to the head, there's going to be a resurrection. Talk to your pastor tomorrow, y'all, that don't believe what Colonel Harrison and I are saying. They ain't going to be able to explain that resurrection. Who's involved in that? Where do they go when they're resurrected? He said, I'm going to call you out the grave. Where are you going? If he's going to call you out the grave, yeah, well, going to be a twinkling out of the eye. Tell them to explain that. Uh-oh, here I go bashing. I see my hands being clapped up in here because I'm not playing. But many say, I don't want to die. Why is death called on the table, Colonel Harrison? What happened that brought death to mankind?
Excellent question, Dr. Carpentino. We find in the Christian Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 17, when God first created man in his image and likeness, and the first man's name was Adam. God had placed man in a garden that had everything. It had fruit trees, it had vegetation, everything that man could live off. The first man was a vegetarian. And God told him there was a tree in the middle of the garden that bare fruit that had the knowledge of good and evil. And he was not to eat of that tree, but any of the other trees in the Garden of Eden he could eat of. So the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die. So death was a penalty that God imposed upon the first man to see if the first man would be obedient to him. And the first man, of course, later became disobedient, and God, of course, made the first woman Eve, and they ate of that tree, and death was the penalty because of the violation of God's holy word by the first man, Adam. So death came into the world as a penalty, as a punishment, because of mankind, Adam's disobedience to God's first commandment. So death is a consequence of disobedience. When the first man and the first woman was made by God, created by God, to live for all eternity. And so that's how death came about. It's in Genesis, again, chapter 2, the whole story. I encourage you to read it, the Holy Christian Bible.
Well, most certainly so, because I'm reading here Psalms 115, verse 17, and Isaiah 38:18, both Old Testament books, it says the dead are not alive with God by spirit. Before we got here, the Bible said he had already created his hierarchy. He already put his stewards in place known as angels. Hierarchies, they had ranks. Hallelujah. There's a book out called The Battleground in Heaven. Somebody better read this stuff and stop listening to these fools standing up saying things that God has not approved and his word has not stated. The dead are not alive with God as spirits. You got to wait your turn. We know you might say, I don't want to die. Who does? From what I've heard this past week, many, because the suicide rate is up. Even the preteens and teenagers killing themselves like crazy. There's no answers. Ain't nobody walking the streets but a handful. How can 8 million Jehovah's Witnesses reach billions? And they say they pass by the church. And they're in there laughing, big, bald-headed, and bloated. Come on now. A dead is not alive. What they're doing right now is laying waiting for resurrection. Easter, you hear all that. He rose. What about you? What about you? Isaiah 8 and 19 and even Leviticus 19 and 31 warns against even trying to speak with the dead. No, you don't want to die. Can he give you a way out? Here's your way out. A resurrection hope. There's no reward to the dead, only a resurrection hope. Ecclesiastes 9 and 5. Paul said that, 1 Corinthians 15:32. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, but he said in Revelation 21, hey, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So I guess then it's going to be resurrected from the earth. Hey, somebody better read on that. I think I'm hearing something. And mediums and fortune tellers and people that said otherwise, Moses condemned them in Israel. We are talking about them today. Isn't that something? I heard this week a newscaster mentioned Judea and Samaria. You know what? Somebody better say, you know, it is something wrong here. You mean after all, almost 6,000 years, we're talking about them? And the man said, yeah, he brought them out then. He brought the Israelites through the Red Sea. He was just naming all the things that God did for that nation. And here, look at them today. But anybody, according to Galatians, anybody looking to practice spiritism, to bring the dead back before God called them back, they're not going to inherit the kingdom. Now, that word inherit, somebody got to die before you inherit, before you get anything. But let me tell you something. You might not want to die. But if you had just found out that because, as Colonel Harrison said, sin came in through two people, and the penalty of sin is death. God could have just wiped them out and just proclaimed, I made a mistake. Even though the angels, you know, they said that, I made a mistake. I'm getting rid of these two, and I'm going to start over again. Aren't you glad? Glory to God that God didn't start over. He put them out, had them put out the garden, and they went on. And he watched them. Soon as they got out, here come old Nimrod, building some kind of a Babel temple, some kind of erected edifice to try to get up there. And somebody, the priest, they get up there and talk to God again. But you know what? Death has come into the world through sin. And we know the one called Jesus that looked down and said, oh, here I am, send me. Bible says in Genesis 6, the thoughts of man was evil and bad from day to night and night to day. He said, I'm going to get rid of all this ruckus, but I'm going to preserve some now, because what I have promised, it shall surely without change, it shall surely be. Colonel Harrison, what can we say to those that say they don't want to die? I'm scared. How do I know I'm coming back? How does anyone know they're coming back? What do they have to do for God to take a look at them? We've already established here in 20 minutes that death is imminent to anyone from Adam and Eve. Cannot blame God. God did his part. But them people, what can we say even to those who have people dead asleep awaiting a resurrection? He ain't playing. He said it's going to be a resurrection, hallelujah, of the righteous and unrighteous. Those people got to be taught. Some never heard anything about the Bible. 1600, Luther. Here come cowboy days, 1800s, Charles Taze or Rutherford, Jehovah's Witnesses. Here come James Smith, Church of Christ. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. Some think they better than others in a religion. Gonna die. What can we say to those that don't want to die in the flesh? What can we say to man? His soul that dies, even Ezekiel, Isaiah, Job, they all said it. What can we say to the dead that is asleep awaiting this resurrection? I know you talk about the resurrection. Many have told me they never heard of that. They said, I've been in church, doctor, all my life. You have got to know. They ain't going to tell that, because they want you to think their vehicle to tell you, oh, you going to heaven. You know what? Better work out there on salvation. Hey, Colonel Harrison, what can we tell those that say, oh, I'm terrified, I don't want to die?
Those that are terrified, don't want to die, they got to turn around. They got to change their lifestyle. They got to change the ways that they're living. That's not pleasing unto God. They're living ways that may be pleasing unto themselves, but not unto God. God created mankind, clearly the Bible says, for his glory and for a purpose. God has a purpose for each and every person that breached their mother's womb and sustained life. So as we look at it, people just have to change, seek what God, search for what God wants you to do, how he wants you to live your life, who he wants you to help. things he wants you to do. That's what people have to do. They have this mindset of just doing what I want to do. If it feels good, do it. That's the way of the world. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of this world. And there's the kingdom of God, which is not of this world. God's world is above this earthly realm in the third heaven. So as I look and I think of the scriptures, and you shared it earlier, Doc, you said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In Romans 6:23, God offers mankind, man, woman, child, an opportunity to accept him through his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus gives us an offer of eternal life. So should physical death end during our lifespan of 70, 80 years, then we can look forward to the world beyond this world, the world to come, eternal life. And so that's what those of us who have found out what to do and how to do it has done it and is doing it, because we know there's something that's greater and beyond physical death.
That sure is right, Colonel. And I'm going to ask that question again. What can we say to those that are afraid to die? They say, I don't want to die. I see God is not going to give me a way out. That was the question. What can we say to those that are afraid to die? Is there anything that is anything that they can do? That's what we're talking about. The Bible says all have fallen short of the glory of God. Let me ask it again, even for me. What can you say as a licensed minister to anyone, including me, that say, I don't want to die? Can God give me a way out? I don't want to die. What can I do since I feel like I don't want to die?
Yes, pray, find God through the scriptures, through religious programs, through audio spiritual tapes, and find out who God, Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18 God is. And God has made a way for each and every of us. We look at John specifically in the Bible. The Christian Bible says, John 14:16, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So once we find out who God is, and let God show us the way, then accept God's Son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, as our personal Lord and Savior. That is the way to salvation. That is the way not to experience eternal damnation. That is the way to experience life beyond this life called eternal life. That is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the answer. But through God the Father, then Jesus Christ the Son, and one can inherit eternal life.
I like that. Like I said, some say, I don't want eternal life. Some are saying, even now, I don't want to live to be 50. I'm going to go on and die. You know what? I salute their courage. But if someone says, I don't want to die. Now, I'm going to take this answer from another religion that I've been in. I won't call their name. They got 500,000 and still growing. Somebody told me last week they're building these new halls all across. Said because the Bible done told them in the last days they're going to run in. So I guess they got enough sense to be ready for the increase. Hallelujah. If the Bible said that. You know, if you see a car coming to you at 1,000 miles an hour and you just standing there, are you going to just stand there? Are you going to jump out the way? You're going to jump out the way if you alive and got sense. You're not going to wait till all of a sudden here it hit. Then you're going to say, oh, well, you know, I guess they're on the outside. You know, they had a chance. You know, they should have came in when they, you know what? That's why your places is empty. And you know who I'm talking to. You can talk about others if you want to. But that's all they're doing is Bible study, education. But now let me tell you something. And we covered this. You don't want to die? You hear everything. Here's what to do. Number one, you know, Colonel Harrison and I go 1, 2, 3. Number one, fall down on your knees. Pray in the name of Jesus. God, I don't want to die. I know there's a decree on the table. Hallelujah. But I'm scared. I don't want to die. Most of these churches is not teaching you how to be fearless. Bunch of cowards, most of them, sitting up in there. I heard also this week, they ain't going nowhere. You can pay them, they ain't going nowhere. They'll come sit down, look up, listen up, get up, and go out. The first thing to do is to pray, Lord, I'm scared. I see a funeral here, funeral there. I saw in the live video, casket going down the street. It got a loose back door rehearsal. People was amazed. And the front part flapping. I don't know who took that. But that's what we got to do. Lord, I know it wasn't my fault, but you sent the son so that I might have a chance. So the first thing to do, if you feel that you don't want to die, and Colonel Harrison has mentioned this, you got to pray in the name of Jesus, the one that hung, bled, and he died. He died. So we're on death now. You got to go to the one that created death, that put death out there as an edict. Go to him. He's the one said through this one man, death in it. So if he can say that, he knew all about death. He ain't never died. Bible says God has no beginning and no end. Hallelujah. I think the best thing to do, number one, pray, prayer. Lord, help me. I'm just scared to death. But you don't have to be, because guess what? There's a way out. In the Garden of Eden, he didn't pronounce no resurrection hope to them too. There was no such thing as death until he told them, if you do this, if you touch that tree in the middle of this garden, that's God. So that means you got to take your complaint, Mr. or Miss Plaintiff, to the God of the universe. I don't want to die. You got to talk to him. Don't run over there to Reverend so-and-so, because he on his way out. And the honest ones will tell you that and keep on trucking. You don't want to die, number one. Go to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, he came, he bled, he died. He gave me a chance. He gave me a chance to the new tree of life. Talk to these people. Hey, y'all ministers, if you don't know what you're going to talk about tomorrow, talk about a way to the new tree of life. Because some of them are still sitting up playing, leaving their collard green pots on. Can't wait for him to say amen. Somebody hear me. You don't want to die? Go to God. Tell him how you feel. And ask him to take you back into his bosom. You don't have to talk about Adam and blame it on him. And I just say, God, here I am. I'm afraid. And watch the master work his work. He'll take that spirit of fear out of you and give you a tongue of fire to go out to the nations and preach and teach what Jesus did, and see what you get. See what you get. And God's fault, he warned him, and it sure isn't always. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in. We just love you. We'll see you next Saturday, God willing, on the Global Vision for Living Today show. Have a great weekend, and just know the resurrection is on its way.